With your permission. Parshat Pinchas. With your permission, Parshat Pinchas usually falls in the 3 weeks that we are at, that after Shiva Asar Betamuz, usually. And the Torah says the following, this is chapter 25, sentence 10, by the Be'er Hashem Moshe Lemo. It's after last week parasha that we read that the person, the president of Shevet Shimon, came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a non-Jewish girl, he wants to marry her. And then the Torah says nobody knew what to do. They all were crying, and Pinchas got up and told Moshe, didn't you tell us that whoever is going to marry a non-Jewish girl, you're allowed to kill him? And Moshe said, true, I forgot this halacha. Please, because you remember this, go do what you got to do. And Pinchas went and killed the president of Shevet Shimon, that his real name is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shaddai, that came out of Egypt. And here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parashat Pinchas and says, V'edaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Am Yisrael, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Eshiv et Chamatim Abnei Yisrael. So the simple explanation is like this, that Pinchas, the son of Elazar, and the Torah emphasized that he is a grandson of Aharon, says the Gemara, the reason for that is, people should not think that Pinchas, he did kill. Excuse me. Forgot to go to sleep. I didn't alarm. No. I lost the telephone. What's that? Hold on. People said, Am Yisrael said, that Pinchas killed this guy because he had so-called a hot temper. Or either he comes, that Pinchas was a grandson of Yitro, that Yitro himself used to do Avodah Zarah. Or else, Pinchas is a grandson of Yosef, that Yosef also, they so-called Israel claimed that Yosef also did not behave 100%. So the Torah says, you know, Pinchas is the son of Elazar, is the son of Aharon. So the question is, so, is the son of Aaron, is the grandson of Aaron, is he still a son of Elazar? The Torah says, no. The reason, so-called the act that he did, that he called, that he went and he killed this guy, was nothing to do with his grandfather Yitro, was nothing to do with the grandfather, great-grandfather Yosef, has to do with his grandfather Aaron. So it means, I don't know what it means exactly, just on the surface, it means that, you know, that we shouldn't think that Pinchas was a hot-blooded and he had a hot temper and he saw this man and he went and he stabbed him. No. That thing comes from Aharon. So what do you mean it comes from Aharon? What does it mean it comes from Aharon? Because Aharon never killed nobody. So what it means on the surface is that you know that Pinchas killed it from so-called walking on the path of his grandfather. I really don't know what it means exactly. I mean, I do and I don't. It's too early to say. But that's exactly what the Torah says. The Torah emphasizes Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKohen. Everybody, of course, everybody knows that Pinchas is the grandson of Aaron, is the son of Elazar. So no, the Torah writes on purpose, 3 generations, to tell you that the power of Pinchas comes from Aaron, and don't think that Pinchas got it from his father, Elazar, or from either one of his 2 great-grandfathers. So what did he do? Pinchas says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, go tell them like this. Yeshiv et chamatim l'abnei Yisrael. So called, the simple explanation of these sentences, that Pinchas took away the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry, and that's the Torah ends, that's the parasha, the 24,000 people died. So Pinchas is the one that stops so called the epidemic from Am Yisrael, while he was so-called taking care of my so-called jealousy or anger at Am Yisrael. ולאכיליתי בני ישראל בקנאתי, ועובדך ושלום, destroy all of Israel with my anger, לכן לאמור, therefore go, Moshe, tell everybody. הנה נותן עוד ביתי שלום, he says, going to be something, a treaty with Pinchas. Peace with Pinchas and Pinchas' generation, ויתה לו לזרוע אחריו ברית כהונת עולם, he's going to be a Kohen. Comes the Gemara and says the following, even though the Pinchas is the son of Elazar, a grandson of Aharon, is not a Kohen. Why is not a Kohen? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that Pinchas is not going to be a Kohen. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu decide it? We don't know. When Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you know Aharon is going to be a Kohen, this is when Moshe opened the Mishkan, until that moment Aharon was not a Kohen, was a Levi. At that moment Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aharon and his four children they're going to be Kohanim. As his Pinchas was alive at that time, and Hashem excluded him. He said, you're not going to be a Kohen. It's very strange. The grandfather is a Kohen, the father is a Kohen, but you're not a Kohen. It says, Elazar had his son Pinchas. He says, you're not a Kohen. He says, how come you're not a Kohen? Hashem didn't want you to be a Kohen. He says, Hashem doesn't want you to be a Kohen. No. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him, he's going to be a Kohen. He says, why is he going to be a Kohen? Because he did this act, because he killed this guy. So, because he killed this guy, he's going to be a Kohen. But it has nothing to do with this. If he did something extra good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him something. I mean, Kohen is a very nice thing. It's a very big thing to be. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his mind, did not want Pinchas to be a Kohen. Otherwise, he would have told him right away, when Moshe opened the Mishkan, Hashem told Moshe, there's going to be five Kohanim, Aharon and four children. Two of them died instantly in Nadav Avihu, so we have only three. Aharon and Elazar and Itamar. Finished. No more. Pinchas, no. You're the son of Elazar, you're not a Kohen. You're not a Kohen. Now it's going to be a Kohen. Why? Because he killed someone, it's going to be a Kohen. It's nothing to do with Kohen. What do you have to be a Kohen for? If Hashem wants so called to pay him back what he did something for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem has its own way to pay. But Hashem decides something, he should be a Kohen, something he was not a Kohen before. How come? Why? Not only that, he says, not only him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a treaty. So comes the Gemara and says, you should know, what it says over here, it says something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say so far to almost no one. It says, it guarantees that Pinchas' children are going to be Kohanim. What it means is, says the Gemara, that in the first Bet HaMikdash, all the Kohanim in the first Bet HaMikdash were 18 altogether. All of them, grandchildren of Pinchas. All of them. Even though his uncle Itamar has children, and he will have grandchildren. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Pinchas, it's not going to be just you're going to be a Kohen, as it's going to be generations of Kohanim. It says, most of the Kohanim coming from Pinchas. It says, this guy is not supposed to be a Kohen. Not only he's going to become a Kohen, is it a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the generations to come, that all his generations, Hashem promises they'll be Kohanim.
Did they have anything to do with the replacing Nadav and Avihu?
Right. Right. I mean, Pinchas replacing Nadav and Avihu. That's what the Zohar says. Matamin Uziel says. Matamin Uziel says that Pinchas now, what he does, that the act that he did, Pinchas, actually what he did, it says the two souls of Nadav Avihu that died, they were wandering, and now where Pinchas did this act, the two souls of Nadav Avihu penetrated inside him. But again, the question is, what does it mean? Now, all of a sudden, the two souls of Nadav Avihu that died 38 years ago, they're going to penetrate into Pinchas. What does it mean? Why they penetrate into him? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does such a thing? Hashem is Israel. I'm sorry. Hashem is Kinnar Elokav. Hashem is Israel. Am Israel had forgiveness with the act that Pinchas did. I don't understand what it means exactly. It should be a forgiveness. So how does it do a forgiveness? How does it do a forgiveness? As some people, you know, did not behave, and Pinchas went, and Pinchas killed the president of Sevet Shimon. Says the Torah. You know what happened? This was a forgiveness that he so-called did for Am Yisrael. How does it happen? How is it that he made by this act a kapara, a forgiveness for Am Yisrael? What's a kapara? How can it be a kapara? You should know the person, his nickname is Imri ben Salu, his real name is Shlumiel ben Tzur Shaddai, his real name is Shaul. He was the son of Shimon, that Shimon married Dinah. After Dinah was kidnapped by Shechem and Hamor, and Shimon and Levi came to the palace and wanted to take her home, she was embarrassed. She said, nobody's going to marry me. I don't want to leave. And Shimon promised to marry her. And this kid that was born from this marriage, from Shimon and Dinah, was this guy, Zimri ben Salum, that he was the president of Shevet Shimon. And says, he is the guy that Pinchas killed. Hashem and Shah Mukham and Yidkus Mevetzuot, says that the lady, her name is Cosby, the daughter of Balak, Rosh Mevetav Midrash Binyano. In order to really to understand what is really this story of Pinchas and what is really the power of this guy, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called granted him such a thing. So, of course, yesterday was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and now we are in the 3 weeks. So the Mishnah in Masechet Tanit says the following. It says the Tanit that we had yesterday, that just the Tanit, it says the problem that we have right now is because 5 things happened. It says the first thing that happened, says the Gemara, that yesterday Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot. It means yesterday was Yedayim B'Tammuz. This is the day that Am Yisrael did the golden calf. So Mishnah says, 5 bad things happened yesterday. It says the first thing, says the Mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and broke the tablets, the Luchot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. If you think about it, it's not the biggest tragedy in the world. Somebody would ask us, what is the worst thing in the world? They said, the worst thing in the world, Am Yisrael did Avodah Zarah, the golden calf, or something else happened. But Moshe brought the tablets, okay, it's something very important, a valuable thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu to deliver. So he broke it. So what is the tragedy? It's a tragedy. Says the Gemara, the second thing is the wall of Yerushalayim broke. In the second Beit HaMikdash, the wall of Yerushalayim was broken by the Romans on the 17th day of Chodesh Tammuz. In the first Beit HaMikdash, the wall is machloket, but it's machloket about it, but most of the people like to think the way it says in the Navi, the wall was broken on the 9th day of Tammuz. This is last week, Monday. Since we are so-called behind the second Beit HaMikdash, so we follow second Beit HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, yesterday the wall broke. Of course, the wall broke, what it means, just on the surface, was a wall around Yerushalayim, and the Romans broke the wall. So this is the beginning of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. This is a little bit more understandable. It's a tragedy. The wall broke, okay? The third thing, says the Mishnah, it's butal hatamid. What it means is like this. Every day in Beit HaMikdash, they used to sacrifice in the morning and the afternoon a sheep. It's called Korban HaTamid. And on the 17th day of Chodesh Tammuz, they could not, since it was a siege on Yerushalayim, and there was a famine, there was nothing to eat, and of course they ate all the animals, and then they ate the non-kosher animals as well. And says, on the Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, they couldn't find this sheep anymore. Okay, so again, so what? It's a tragedy. Not a tragedy. Hashem asks us and told us, it's a mitzvah that he should sacrifice morning and afternoon the sheep. It's called the permanent, sacrifice of Beit HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So I don't have it. Okay. So what is the tragedy? There's a tragedy. Tragedy is Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So I couldn't find the sheep. Okay, so that's not a tragedy. Millions of Jews were killed. That's not a tragedy. The tragedy is you couldn't find a sheep. Then the fourth thing, says the Gemara, Sarav Apostomus Ta Torah. There was one king that took few Torot, a Sefer Torah, and burned it. Okay, so I don't say Chas Shalom, it's a very bad thing that somebody burns a Torah. Well, I heard from somebody that was in the ghetto in Kovna. So he told me when Yimach Shemayim, the Germans came to the ghetto, well, they went in all the shuls over there, and they took the Torah, and they wrote it on the street. They wrote it on the street in the ghetto, all over, and then all around Kovna. They walked on it, they drove on it, they had its horses on it. I mean, it's not the first time, and it was not the last time, that this guy Apostomus burned the Torah. So he burned the Torah. So it's the first time the Goyim did such a thing. It wasn't the first, it wasn't the last. It happened in Europe a lot of times. By hundreds, by thousands. They took Torah, they put it in cars, in train cars, and they burn it. In Paris, in England, in Poland. So Apostomus, yesterday somebody burned the Torah. So what's of course it's a tragedy, but it's not the biggest tragedy in the world that you can consider it as a tragedy. And the last thing says the Mishnah, number five says the Mishnah, this Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he put a statue in Bet HaMikdash. That says the Gemara, first he put a statue with one face. But this guy Menashe, we cannot underestimate his power. Actually, he was able to detect and see so-called what we call the Shekhinah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's arrival or status in Bet HaMikdash. So he made a face, a statue, an idol, with one face. He put it inside the holy place in Bet HaMikdash. Then he went inside, I don't know how he was able to go in and out. Then he saw so-called, he saw something, the cloud moved inside. Moved to another place, not directly across from the face that he made. He went outside, and he made a statue with four faces, four sides. And he stuck it inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, says the Gemara, talked to himself and said, you don't want me over here, I'm going to leave. Okay, this is more understandable. The question is, what's really behind it? This number five, says the Mishnah, five things happened yesterday, and those five things really are the reason for the Ta'anit, for the fast that we did yesterday, and those are the five things that carry now until Tisha B'Av. In the Tanakh, we find a very strange story. It was a story about Goliath, a giant, Palestine giant, that came to fight with Am Yisrael at the time of Shaul HaMelech. Was standing on a mountain for 40 days, screaming and cursing Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and invites anybody to come fight him. Says the Navi, the description of this guy, that he was a giant, really, the son of Orpah, and he was covered from head to toe with metal, steel. Only he had a small hole for his eyes, and some small hole to breathe. There's a piece of iron standing, a giant, that he said with a tremendous big sword. He says, whoever wants to fight me, roaring from the mountain. And Lavi says, Shmuel Aleph, he says, everybody is scared to death, including Shaul HaMelech, all standing over them. They don't know what to do. Says Navi, all of a sudden, David HaMelech arrived by a mission of his father to go see his brothers that are still waiting over there to see what's going to be. So he comes over there and he says, he can fight this guy. He can fight this guy. They bring him to Shaul HaMelech. David HaMelech was a short person compared to David was a short compared to Shaul. And Shaul asked him, who are you? And he asked the people around, says, this is David. He says, I can take care of this. You can take care of this giant? I can take care of this giant. So Shaul first gave David HaMelech his own so-called steel garment that he was wearing. And David didn't want to wear it for a reason. And he said, no, I don't need it. I says, I'm going to fight him. So how are you going to fight this giant that covered with steel? What are you going to do? It's before, those missiles. So he said, I'll take care of him. He goes down and he takes five stones. Takes five stones with the rubber band. And he's going to shoot him. He's going to shoot him. He's going to shoot him with the rabbi ben, like this. Huh? What do you call it?
Then.
Right. So, sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. I mean, the man is a giant, and he himself is laughing at David. He sees David HaMelech comes towards him, and he screams at him. He says, "Are you a joke or something? What do you think, I'm a dog? What do you think, you can shoot me with this lollipop thing?" So the Gemara says that really what happened in the moment, what really happened? So in Shamayim, so don't think, people take it, easy, you know, you make steel, this, you make it. There's no such thing. You see, there's an angel upstairs that he is responsible for steel. It's not that, you go and you make something and you're going to make a tank. And then you take it to the war, and all of a sudden somebody comes with a missile and finished. It's not so simple. There's an angel upstairs that is responsible for stealing. There's an angel upstairs that is responsible for rocks, for stone. Says the Gemara, that's what's going on in Shamayim right now. When David HaMelech is standing over there with his little stone in his hand, and he's planning to shoot it. Sounds like a joke. So in Shamayim, the angel responsible for the rocks, for the stone, goes to the angel responsible for the steel, and tells him, "I need from you a favor." I says, "Yeah, what can I do for you?" He says, "You see this guy downstairs, the giant. I just want you one thing. This guy has on his head, it's like a helmet. And this helmet is from steel also, and gets all the way up to the end of his forehead. I just want you to lift it." So the angel said, "Okay, kol hakavod, I can do this for you, but what you pay me for this?" So the angel responsible for the rocks tells him, "I tell you what. What do you want?" He says, "I tell you what I want from you. You see, and until to that moment, Brit Milah was done with a stone, not with metal." He says, "But I like you. If I'm going to move this helmet, from now on, Brit Milah should be done with metal." So the angel of the rock said, "Okay, from now on, nobody is going to make any more Brit Milah with the stone. Somebody is going to tell it the Ruach HaKodesh to David HaMelech, and then to Shmuel HaNavi, and from that moment on, everybody does Brit Milah with the metal." He says, "Why?" It says in the Torah that Tzipora made a Brit Milah to Moshe's son with a tzor, with a piece of stone, a rock. And he says, "No, you can't do it anymore, because this was an agreement." And it comes in Navi and he says, all of a sudden, David HaMelech tells Goliath, "Okay, you ready? Here it comes. I'm here in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He took this, what do you call it again?
Slingshot.
He says, this rubber band, he pulls it, and the stone flies and hits this guy in his forehead, and the stone goes inside, and he's having blood all over, all inside his head. He falls on the floor, dead. No, the metal opened up. The guy, the angel upstairs, lifted a little bit. The helmet was a little small place in the forehead, and the stone rock went inside, fell on the floor. David HaMelech went over to him. Then Uriah was there, and he gave him the combination. I spoke to you about this. It's off the record. I mean, it's off the subject for a second, but it's nice to know this thing. See, we all, wondering. This is David HaMelech. One time he saw a girl. She was 7 years old, Bathsheba. And he took her. She was married to a guy, Uriah. And then the whole thing is falling apart, the whole gossip in Am Yisrael. Says David HaMelech, how do you do such a thing? Says you saw a girl, 7 years old, you're 52 years old, 53, I don't remember. And he took the girl and she was married, half married, what's going on? So the Gemara says the following. When this guy Goliath fell on the floor, he was not dead completely. He was so cold, he's almost dead. So David HaMelech ran over to him, he wants to cut his head off. He wants to cut his head off. He had no sword in his hand. He saw that this guy Goliath has a sword attached to his metal uniform. He tries to take the sword out. He can't take the sword out. It was a combination lock. Next to Goliath, he had an assistant. He asked the assistant, can you tell me the combination? The guy said, yeah, it's nothing for nothing. If I tell you the combination, what do I get? So David HaMelech said, you'll get a pretty Jewish lady. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Shamayim, what? You promised him? You promised him yours. He will take your wife. Says the Gemara, who was the assistant? Uriah. That's the one that married Bathsheba later. He was a goy. He was a Palestine. Uriah Hitti was a Palestine that converted in order to marry a Jewish girl. That's what's happening in the colleges today. They all want to marry Jewish girls, so they convert. He converted and married this lady. He says, who is this lady? Bathsheba. Who is Bathsheba? The girl that's supposed to be for David. Since David promised this Palestine, he said, I'm going to marry you to a Jewish girl if you're going to give me the combination. So Hashem said, you're going to give him a Jewish girl? You can give your own girl. You can't give somebody else's girl. He says, your own girl. Who is your own girl? Bathsheba. So therefore, eventually, says the Gemara, that later David HaMelech is going to marry Bathsheba. He says, this is your girl. It's not his girl. He was not supposed to marry her. Who gave you permission even to marry this girl to him? Who are you to give your own wife to a goy? But that's what happened while Goliath was on the floor. All this business transaction was there. And then he opened the combination. And then David HaMelech took the sword and cut Goliath's head. And he went to show it to Shaul. That's what, you read the story in the Tanakh. Almost what we said is not in the Tanakh, only in the Gemara. But it says that's the story. Okay. What was really the story? So the Navi says that David HaMelech went and picked up 5 stones. He needs 5 stones. Eventually, he only shot one. But when he did go to collect, he collected 5 stones. As the Gemara says, why has to collect 5 stones? For what? If one will not do it, 5 will not do it either. As the guy says, it's covered with metal. I don't know what David had in his mind. I don't know what he had in his mind. I don't know if he knew what's going to be that the helmet will move. Says the Gemara, that's what David had in mind. He says, he picked up 1 stone. He said, this is for Abraham Avinu. He picked up the 2nd one. He said, Yitzchak Avinu. Picked up the 3rd one. He said, Yaakov Avinu. Picked up the 4th one. He said, Aharon HaKohen. He picked up the 5th one. He said, for HaKadosh Baruch. It's very strange. It's Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Aharon. He said, how do you get Aharon? How do you get one for HaKadosh Baruch? Then he shot one. And that was the end of it. Comes Nari and says the following. You know, you're wondering, says Nari, of course, says, you know, Adam HaRishon was an innocent person, and all of a sudden, he's eating from the tree. He says, before he eats from the tree, he doesn't have this evil part inside him. He says, what made you to go and do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he said, there are 5 forces, that came along with this creation, that those 5 forces were able, so-called, to put a trap in front of Adam HaRishon, that he falls inside. He falls inside. Those 5 forces, so-called, were destroyed when Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, when they accepted the Torah. We made the golden calf, and says the Gemara said it in a different occasion as well. All those forces came back to the picture. Five of them. That's why we have five fingers, by the way. That's why we have Chamisha Chumshei Torah. This number five is not the best, it's not the best number. It says those five forces came back within the golden calf. And that's what we read yesterday at Mincha. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the golden calf, he said, Zechor, Avraham, Yitzchak, Israel, Avadecha. Please remember Yitzchak and Yaakov. I said, what do you mean to remember Yitzchak and Yaakov? How is that going to help you? How is it going to help you if you did such a bad thing, you did the golden calf? And it says, Hashem, please remember that the great grandfather was Avraham. It's not going to help. It says, what really Moshe Rabbeinu said? Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, those are the people that are the grandchildren of Avraham Avinu, the grandchildren of Yitzchak and Yaakov. They carried inside themselves so-called the genes of what Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov did. What did they do actually? This is actually what Avraham did, that of course the way the Rambam writes in his commentary, that the way we know from the stories, doesn't say this in the Torah, but that the Rambam says, you know, Avraham Avinu was, it's called Avraham Ha'ivri, Me'ever Ha'anahar. It says Avraham is the only one against the whole world that used to worship Avodah Zarah, and Avraham fights the whole world. What did Yitzchak Avinu do? He was ready to be sacrificed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Yaakov Avinu do? It says he studied Torah all the time. It's called Yaakov. Each time Yeshev Alim studies Torah. It says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says those people are on the path of the great grandparents and they're going to do the same thing. It's not you can't say, you know, Ari says, you know, also in Shmoneser, we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And it says, Shmoneser, you know, Mordechai and Nashik Nisak Adolav, and they made the Shmoneser. It says, you know, Baruch Atashem Elokei Melakotenu, Elokei Avraham, it says, the God of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. It says, what are you saying? So you want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the grandson? He knows it. And you're going to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the requests. So it's not going to help you that you say, listen, my great-grandfather 3,000 years ago was Avraham Avinu. So, big deal, so? So if it was Avinu, so what? So therefore what? Therefore, are you anything? If it will be your father, but you use the credit of 3,000 years, and every day you can use the same credit, and every generation uses the same credit, so the Gemara says, you know what, the credit is finished, it's true. What it means is like this, says Dari, that you have the Kavanah, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, okay, Avraham, he says, God of Avraham, he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am a grandson. It means I carry the genes of Avraham Avinu. What it means is, I have the ability to do what he did. I'm going to fight idolship. I'm going to fight Avodah Zarah. He says, the way Hashem, you love so much Avraham Avinu, please grant me with the same merit that I can do what Avraham Avinu did. I'm ready to do it. And then your tefillah, your prayer, would be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you say, I'm the grandson of Yitzchak, that's what it means. Like Yitzchak was ready to give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the altar, I'm ready to give my life. That's what we say in Shema Yisrael. B'chol nafshecha, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask you to give your soul to him, like Yitzchak Avinu. It says, Elokei Yaakov, that's what you should have in mind. It says, God Almighty, I'm the grandson of Yaakov. So what it means is, Yaakov studied Torah. It says, I'm ready to study Torah. It says, this is really what Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That after we did the golden calf, it says, Moshe said it. Remember, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It says, the Gemara, you know what really Moshe said? It says, since we did the golden calf, so-called the five entities came back. Now you have five of them standing in front of you. So-called, you have to fight them. So the Gemara says, Gemara Yerushalmi says, that those five entities wanted to destroy Am Yisrael completely. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called waited for us to regret what we did with the golden calf, and he postponed so-called those entities to come and punish Am Yisrael. By the way, the names of those entities, part of them, there is no machloket, one his name is Ketzef. The name of this entity is called Ketzef. One is called Af, one is called Chema, one is called Charon. There's the other one, is the machloket, what his name is. But they have names, those things. By the way, in the Torah you find those names. I said, if you remember Parashat Korach, the epidemic started. So Moshe calls Aaron and says, Echel HaKetzef. He says, Echel HaKetzef, Ketzef started. So Ketzef of course means anger, or it means something, a bad thing is going to happen. But it means it's a name of an entity that was so-called recreated himself from within the golden calf. The same, the other one's the same. It's called af. It's like anger, chema. It's called very angry. I says those things, so called, revived himself after we did the golden calf. Your job on this world is to put them down. I says Moshe when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he tells them. Remember Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a three. It's against three from those five entities. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe in a different equation as well. It says, you take one, I will take one. You take one, I'll take one. It says, altogether, those five were so-called stopped by going to harm Am Yisrael. But if you remember in Parashat Korach, where the epidemic started, Moshe told Aaron, take the spices. It says, Hechela Ketzef. It says the epidemic started by this entity called Ketzef. And if you remember the story, that Aaron was able to stop it. It says, this is the power of Aaron. It says, by the way, since now you understand exactly what the Mishnah says, that five bad things happened yesterday and carry so-called the destruction by Tisha B'Av. So if you go by one by one, you see what happened really. It says, for example, we take Menashe. Menashe put a statue in Beit HaMikdash. It's nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs at it. Big deal. So somebody puts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace a statue. But actually what it means, Menashe is a great grandson of Avraham Avinu. Instead to destroy the idolship, he brought idols. But actually what it means, that yesterday, so-called, that power, one of those five powers that resembled so-called idolship, was so-called energized by Menashe. That's the tragedy. What it means actually is, you can't say, look, Avraham. You can say, I'm a grandson of Avraham. You say, oh, you're a grandson of Avraham. What do you mean? A grandson says, well, I carry a gene. It is that gene I got from Avraham Avinu that I'm fighting. Avraham says, excuse me. Yesterday, Avraham's great-grandson, Menashe, no shame, took an idol, a statue, put it inside the holiest of the holiest in Beit HaMikdash, they have four faces, just to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want you here. Get out of here. So what it means, the Mishnah said, that's a tragedy. It's the biggest tragedy. It's not a tragedy the statue was brought inside Beit HaMikdash. It means this, the zechut, the merit that we have, that we so-called say in Shmuel Esrei Elokei Avraham, it says this vanished. Vanished. It says, for example, the Tamid, the Korban Tamid, so-called, was cancelled. What it means that daily, Am Yisrael used to sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash, a sheep in the morning, sheep in the afternoon, comes to the Gemara and said, you should know, that sheep was bought for Machatzit HaShekel, that every Jew gave to Beit HaMikdash, that everybody should be a partner in that sheep. What it means, the Kohanim, when they used to slaughter the sheep in the morning and the afternoon, says, don't just take, you know, it just was a show. It says, at that moment that they sacrificed, in every town, in every city in Eretz Israel, people used to stay up, pray. This is the Ma'amadot, if you have in Siddur. Some in Siddurim have it, at the back of the Siddur, it's called Ma'amadot. It says, the time Israel used to stand and pray and do Tanit, while the Kohanim of Beit HaMikdash used to sacrifice those two sheep, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. It says, because those two sheep, those were the ones that so-called made HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive all the sins. How did it work? The Gemara says it's called Zechut Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was the sacrifice. And every time they sacrifice the Beit HaMikdash, the sheep in the morning and the sheep in the afternoon, they so-called, they remind themselves about Yitzchak. Yitzchak was in the position to give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to give your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the same thing happened every day in Beit HaMikdash. So actually, when this sacrifice was cancelled yesterday, what it really means that you cannot say, you know, I'm a great-grandson of Yitzchak Avinu. It says, what do you mean? It says, you know, I have the gene that I want to sacrifice myself. It says, that gene would be so-called a proof if every day Beit HaMikdash they sacrifice the sheep. Now they don't sacrifice the sheep. It means cancel Yitzchak Avinu. When Apostomus, so-called, burned the Torah, is not the Torah. Of course it's the Torah. But it happened yesterday, was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Zechut of Yaakov Avinu, who used to study, learn Torah all the time, vanished as well. It says, there cannot be that the Goy comes and takes the Torah and burn it. He burned it because we don't study enough, so we don't need it. He takes it, he burned it. So it means we lost already Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then Moshe broke the tablets. So we lost Moshe. And then there's a thing, it's called Chema, one of the five things. This is the Chema comes from the word Choma. I mean, it's not that's come from the word, it's the same letters. It says the Choma of Yerushalayim broke. It says Choma of Yerushalayim broke. That's why we say Nachem on Tisha B'Av, if Chashalom Mashiach will not come, we have to say Nachem at Mincha. It says, at least at Mincha. It says, we say Nachem Hashem Elokeinu et Avelei Tzion Tzavi Yerushalayim. It says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you burn Yerushalayim with fire. You gonna rebuild Yerushalayim with fire. Shenemar, it says a pasuk in the Navi. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are standing on the wall of Yerushalayim with fire. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing on the walls of Yerushalayim, watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu's city, it was called Yerushalayim at the time. It says, this is really what happened yesterday. When they broke the wall, it means, it's mine. Excuse me. So actually what it means, when the Romans broke the wall, it means actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappeared from the wall of Jerusalem. What happened again is the five entities back in power. And that's Shulchan Aruch says, you should know, this is a very dangerous weeks now. So Chachamim say, Chas Shalom, somebody has to go for a checkup by a doctor. Chas Shalom, Rabbeinu Lechem needs to have a blood test, needs to have an operation. Mechila, doctor, that I say this. This is, don't want to take it out of your business, but you take only emergencies. He says, somebody, if he can, he needs anything with medicine, should postpone it after Tisha B'Av. So the Shulchan Aruch said, people should not walk outside on a Tuesday night, and this is because all those five entities got the power back as of yesterday. Now he says, this is really what David HaMelech, what happened, that he was able to overcome Goliath. It's not the stones. It's not a little stone that he takes, and he takes this rubber band, he's going to shoot him. It's a joke. He says, what David HaMelech did, he said what we just said. He said, listen, the first stone is for Abraham. He says, Abraham Avinu was able to overcome that one of the five entities that responsible for the tragedies of this world. He says, one for Yitzchak, one for Yaakov, he says, one for Aaron. Because Aaron and Moshe is the same, and one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that, when he said that, he said when he had this in mind, that's what happened already in Shamayim, that the angel that was responsible for the stones went to the angel responsible for the metal, for the steel, and told him, please pick up the helmet a little bit. He says, why? He says, that's because David HaMelech took those five stones. Actually, he says, Dari, you know, that's the secret about this parasha as well. If you read the parasha well, it says, you know, that's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon. It says Ben Aharon. It says David HaMelech took one stone, so called for Aaron. Aaron and Moshe is the same entity. It says, you know, sometimes you use Aaron as Moshe, sometimes you use Moshe and Aaron. But the Gemara says, the Torah says, Hu Moshe ve'Aaron shkulim. Says the Gemara, you know, Moshe and Aaron you can exchange between Moshe and Aaron. It says, you should know this, what Pinchas did, that's what Pinchas did. Eshivet chamatim l'abnei Israel. It says, the Rishonim v'Achronim says, you know, what happened now, yesterday, I mean, last week when we read the Parashat Balak, that was epidemic started. It says, what epidemics? People die. It says, what do you mean people die? What's the epidemic? What is epidemic? Epidemic means those five forces. But not five of them. Sometimes it's one of them. It says, the Parashat Korach, Echela Ketzef. Echela Ketzef, Aaron was able to stop it. So it means one of the five entities in Parashat Korach started an epidemic, and then Moshe tells Aaron, go quickly, quickly, stop the epidemic. It says, that's the power of Moshe and Aaron, so-called, to fight this one of the five entities. As the Torah says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon la-Kohen. It says, Pinchas is the grandson of Aharon. What does it mean? Like Aharon was once so-called fighting this entity, was able to stop the epidemic that started. It says, Pinchas also is able to stop the epidemic. It says, Shivat Chamati. It says, Chamati is from the word Chema. It says, one of the entities that what really over here killed 24,000 people is called Chema. The other one was called Af. It means two entities arrived. Pinchas, the act that he did exactly like his grandfather. That's what the Gemara says. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, listen, Am Yisrael said, you know, Pinchas is a hot-blooded. Pinchas is doing, he did it because, you know, he didn't do nothing. He did exactly what his grandfather did. That his grandfather, when his grandfather stopped the epidemic, it's one of the five that's called Ketzef. He was able to stop it. It says Pinchas is able to stop it the same thing like his great grandfather. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, you know what? I promise him a treaty that all the Kohanim will come from him, so continue to be a Kohen for the rest. Says the Gemara, the same thing, Aharon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made a treaty, it's a Parashat Koach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, that Aharon and his children will be Kohanim forever. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I make a treaty with them. I said, the same treaty is going to be Pinchas, because Pinchas and Aharon are doing the same job. The job is to prevent those entities to come and harm Am Israel. It says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the parasha. You should know Pinchas, not, you know, Pinchas just, you know, he killed a guy. He says when he killed the guy, what the outcome of it was, the consequence of that was that he was able to stop this entity. I says that's what the Torah emphasized. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I was very upset, and almost Am Israel was destroyed. Destroyed why? The same thing that he almost was destroyed at the Egel after the golden calf, and Moshe had to pray and pray and pray. And Moshe said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help, help, help. I says Pinchas did the same thing. It says Pinchas, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Vayamot Pinchas Vayefalel. It says the same thing what David HaMelech did. That he picked up those five stones, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Zechut of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Aharon, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to fight this giant. It says Pinchas was the same thing. He was standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was able to overcome and kill this guy and do the job because this was the sake, so-called, of Aharon. It says, the sake of Aharon, the same thing that Aharon was able to stop it, he stopped it. It says, this is our job, says Dari. Every time we have a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give me, you have to have the Zechut, you have to have in mind, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then those entities leave you alone. It says, the left, Pinchas, the Midrash says, the Gemara says, the Pinchas did a lot of miracles that nobody was able to kill him, and he himself did not become Tamei, even though he killed him. He says, all those miracles happen, that's because that Pinchas, his aim and his thought was, he does it, not because he wants to kill this guy, because he wants to stop the epidemic. The same thing like his grandfather. That's what the Torah says. He becomes a Kohen. Why you become a Kohen? Because you did what your grandfather did. It says, Aaron went to stop the epidemic. It says, his mind was, I want to stop this entity that does the epidemic. It says, I want to do the same thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him to be a Kohen because his grandfather is a Kohen, not because he is a Kohen because Hashem granted him, but because he's able, so-called, to stop the epidemic. And this is to fight those forces that we are responsible for them. So Dariah says, you know, this is what we read always in Parashat Pinchas, just before, right after the Shiva Asar Betamuz. It says that always comes right there, almost, not all the time, maybe Lippi is not, but almost every time is this Parashat Pinchas, is to tell you this is the job, is to fix those five bad things that happened on Shiva Asar Betamuz, that so-called, we lost so-called the protection from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to get it back, it says that's what you got to do. It says you have to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then those entities leave us alone. Mashal Kam Rabbi Amin Amin.